beautiful event and a beautiful time together. And also thank you to all those who have helped prepare and plan and lead the women's retreat. Talking about beautiful events, we had two beautiful events this week. That was beautiful yesterday as well. So thank you for all of you who were able to be there and helped make it a beautiful day. Are there other announcements to be shared? Today is the day we will install our new council officers. It will happen in the service after the hymn of the day. And I'll invite all council officers to come forward at that time as we will share in the installation. Let's enjoy a little more music. Thank you. Jesus Christ, you are the faithful witness who accompanies us on our journeys. We give you thanks for your life-giving death and resurrection. We praise you for joining us in joy and in sorrow. Blessed are you. Holy Spirit, you anoint our head with oil and our cup overflows. Break down barriers that divide us. Fill us with the breath of peace. Blessed are you.
Unite us to the springs of the water of life.
Holy One, we thank you for the gifts and grace of baptism and for making us a new creation. We join with saints and angels, giving you honor and praise, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord. Let us pray to
For to this you have been called. Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was abused, he did not return abuse. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he entrusted himself to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sin in his body on the cross, so that having died to sins, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. You were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
The shepherd led his sheep from a dry place
to a green pasture and fresh water. That is part of the image of our readings for today. Jesus himself lived in the area that is now Israel and Palestine. And in many places there, the terrain and the climate is rocky and dry. When Jesus told the story, people could picture the sheep in dry and hospitable places, and then being led to a stream with green plants, a place to eat and drink and be fed and nurtured. What are the dry places in your life? There are times in our life when we may feel overwhelmed and hopeless. We may even walk through the valley of the shadow of death. As we worry about the health and well-being of loved ones, or our own health, or grieve the death of a loved one. Jesus is the Good Shepherd who desires to lead us to green pastures and still waters, to places that are safe and comforting to us. Jesus points out in our reading that the shepherd knows his sheep by name. What does it mean to you when someone knows your name and calls you by name? Jesus knows us by name and calls us by our name. Jesus says that the sheep know the Good Shepherd's voice and follow the shepherd. Someone was curious if sheep really know their shepherd's voice, and they decided to test it out. There is a video online that one can watch, where three people call to an absolutely apathetic herd with no visible effect. But when the shepherd steps up and calls the sheep, you can see the sheep's ears perk up far across a field. Then a tentative walk becomes a stampede to the fence and the waiting shepherd. Sheep do indeed know their shepherd's voice, and they trust the Good Shepherd, and they follow the Good Shepherd. Jesus is our Good Shepherd, and we can trust and follow Jesus. In our gospel story, Jesus continues to say, "I am the gate for the sheep." Also, some years back, I had a chance to go on a pilgrimage to Israel and got to visit Bethlehem. And I got to walk in a field there. It's a rocky terrain, and there are rocks above ground as well as below. Some of the rocks have caves in them, and I had a chance to go into one of those caves, rather large. And the shepherds would have kept their sheep there during the night to keep them protected. The shepherds would typically sleep in the opening, the doorway, so no wild animal could get to the sheep without the shepherd noticing. The shepherd was literally the gate. That also means the shepherd was willing to lay down his or her life to protect the sheep. The shepherd's body became the door. The shepherd protected the sheep with their own life, and in fact risked their own life to keep the sheep safe. Jesus is our good shepherd, and Jesus risked his own life for our sake. In fact, he sacrificed his life on the cross out of his amazing love for each one of us and for all people, to forgive our mistakes and to give us abundant life. So what is it that you long for so you could have abundant life? What would an abundant life look like for you? Jesus, our good shepherd, leads us from dry and hopeless places to green pastures and still water, to places of abundant life where we can thrive and find joy, even in the midst of challenging days. Lord, help us to find the way that you lead us so we may live an abundant life. And then help us show others the way to you so they too